Welcome to The Stepmom Side with Alicia Crasco, the podcast for stepmoms ready to create the life they want and one they actually have a say in. Here we talk all things stepmom life and just a little bit more. Leave the superficial conversations at the door and get ready for perspective shifts and actionable advice to help you on your way to creating the life you want, one step at a time. Hi, welcome to this week's podcast episode. This is a first, so this is a topic that got sent in, and I will post the link for this in the show notes. Like, I always take topic requests, so if you have any questions that you're like, hey, can I ask you a question about a stepmom thing, and can you help me with it? Absolutely, like, I'm super pumped to help you with that. You just gotta let me know what you want me to talk about. So this one is, the stepmom has three stepkids, and she's got one kid of her own, and the stepkid's mom is not around, and or she doesn't have them, or she doesn't see them that much, I should say. And then the kid's mom will come to their house because they have them full time, and the stepmom has been gracious enough to open up her house to the mom, like coming and seeing them. But the mom will just come in and eat all of their foods, and it's a little bit weird for her. And she's like, how do I handle this? How do I navigate this? First things first, I just want to let you know that you're not alone in the sense that so many stepmoms have said to me, I hate that the ex comes in our house. I hate that she comes in our house and eats our food, or she drinks my wine, or she just comes and stays and like doesn't get out of here. What do I do? My husband doesn't think, or my partner doesn't think that it's that big of a deal. Help. And I'm like, yes, I hear you. And it is such a touchy subject, right? Especially if you've got the kids full time. And like the stepmom said, despite everything, her stepkids still adore their mom. Obviously they do, because it's their mom. They still love her. They still care about her. Yeah, it's their mom. Like at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much of a terrible mom you think that she might be. Their mom is their mom. And that super sucks to hear. And it super sucks to like see play out. But it's the reality of the situation. So I just want you to be able to disconnect yourself from those feelings, because yeah, that's one of those loyalty bind things that is not going to go away and it's not going to get any better. Their mom is their mom. So how do we handle the ex coming into your house? That is such a great question, because I think that it goes back to like, where are you and your partner at on that page? What do you think? Obviously you're a hell no, right? But also, what does your partner think? Is it okay? Is it not okay? And can we come to some middle ground? Why or why not? And let's have a conversation with them about this. And the conversation is not you yelling and screaming at them about why you think that the ex shouldn't be in the house, or why you think that she should only be able to come a few times, or why it's okay for her to come sometimes and not okay in the other times, or just depending on how you feel, because that's absolutely relatable too. It's your house. If you're living there, which it sounds like this one is, you are living there, it's your house. And I know how violating that can feel if the ex is walking around in your house. How violating that feels to have her in your house walking around, looking at your stuff, seeing your stuff, but then also eating all of your food. Or like I said, I had a stepmom tell me, she's like, she just comes to my house and like drinks my wine. Absolutely not. But how do we put boundaries on that without losing our cool? First of all, we're going to take a deep breath and we're going to be like, okay, what feeling is this triggering in yourself? What emotion is coming up? What's bubbling to the top? Is it the lack of control? Is it the insecurity? Is it the jealousy? Is it all of these things? Once we can figure out like, okay, this is really how I'm feeling. Of course you feel anger, right? But under anger is an actual feeling of maybe you feel insecure, maybe you feel jealous, maybe you feel uneasy, maybe you, whatever it is that you feel. That's what I want you to like drill down and figure out. What am I actually feeling? And then what is it telling me about not wanting her in my house? Aside from the fact that it's their mom, right? Because of course, I would say 99% of the stepmoms that I talk to, maybe that's too high, 90-95% of the stepmoms I talk to are like, absolutely not, no way in hell is the ex coming into my house. Totally relatable. I understand that. I felt like that for a really long time. And here's the thing. This is your house. This is where you are supposed to feel safe. This is where you go to take your bra off, unbutton your pants, run around naked, whatever it is that you want to do in your house. This is where you go to be, to feel all of the things and just be, hopefully. And maybe like when the stepkids aren't there, right? And if you don't feel like you can do that because this is happening, something needs to change. And I think that it is very realistic for you to be able to say, hey, you know what? She's coming in the house. I don't like it. How are ways that we can work around it? How are ways for us to navigate her not coming into the house? And that might look like your partner saying something, but then you also having to back them up. It might look like you having to say something and then backing your partner backing you up. But here's what I want to tell you, because I think this is where stepmoms get hung up a lot, is I told her once, why isn't she listening? Change is hard, especially if you're living in their house and like she just felt like she could come in whenever she wanted. And so she did, because this used to be my house too. Like I can just come in. No, that's not what we're doing here. It's not working for us anymore to do that. What we're going to do now is you can wait in the driveway. You can come to the front step. You can come to the front door, but you're not coming in our house. And it could be whatever the situation is. It could be, I've got a baby that I'm trying to keep in nap time. I've got a little kid that I'm trying to keep on a schedule. We're about to leave. We're about to whatever it is. And maybe you're not about to leave. Maybe you don't have a baby. Maybe you don't have a little kid that you're trying to keep on a nap schedule. But maybe you could say that we are about to leave. We're not going to come in. Whatever it is that you need to do until you can get that confidence up of like, okay, no, you're not coming into our house today. And you don't have to be a jerk about it. Hey, you know what? I know that we've let you come in our house before, but right now this isn't working for us. So what we're going to ask you to do is respect that we would like you to meet us at a drop-off point, meet in the driveway, meet on the street, meet the street like out in front of your house, meet at the steps, meet at the front door. Please don't come into our house anymore for whatever reason. And it feels weird to say, like, me, as a stepmom, I feel uncomfortable by that, but I don't want you to come in our house. Like, it feels really awkward to say that to someone else, like, especially, like, the ex. But here's the thing. The first step is the hardest. This is why I tell stepmoms when I'm coaching them all of the time. The first step of saying, like, hey, because we're setting a boundary, hey, this isn't working. Here's what we would like to do instead. You can't just say, hey, you can't come into my house anymore. And that's it. I mean, you could say that, but then there's going to be like 18 million questions, right? So if you're going to present a problem, present the solution too. The problem is they are no longer allowed to come in your house. The solution is we can meet you in the driveway. We can meet you at the front of the steps. We can meet you at the door. We can meet you at your house. We can meet you, you know, at a drop-off point, whatever that looks like for you. But I just want to say, like, if you have the ex coming into your house, girlfriend, I see you. That is uncomfortable. That is awkward. That is really freaking weird. And maybe you're new in your role as a stepmom, and I feel like it's almost harder, like in your early years, because you are trying to find your footing, you're trying to find your ground, like for anything. And then this feels like such a massive violation. But if you're 6 or 7 years in and this person is still coming in your house and you don't like it, yesterday was the best time to say something, but today is the second best time to say something. You can just have the conversation, like I said before, like, hey, I know that we used to do, or I know that you've been allowed to come in the house, right? But right now it's not working for us. Here's what we would like to do going forward. They may have questions. Whatever, you know your situation better than I do. Whatever questions you have, think those out and have answers ready to go. And if you're like, I don't know answers to like come up with, come join us in the Stepmom Side community. Office hours every Wednesday. But I'm always in there posting or comment, not posting necessarily, but commenting on people's posts. So if you go in there and you post, hey, this is our situation, tag me at Alicia Crosco, just tag me. And I can respond and say, hey, this is what I think you should do. These are ways that I would say you should handle this or answer this. But here's the thing. When you come up with what you're going to say, you also need to practice it, because when that situation presents itself, there's a good chance that you're going to feel nervous. You're going to feel awkward. You're going to feel a little bit scared, maybe a little bit timid, maybe like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. I'll say something next time. Next time never comes. I'll just tell you right now, next time never comes. So what you need to do is practice what that's going to look like, what tone you're going to use, what your facial expression is going to say. Because if I say, I don't want you coming in the house anymore, or you used to be able to come in our house, but not anymore, sounds and looks a lot different than, hey, you know what? You coming in our house isn't really working for us anymore. So we're going to start meeting you at the driveway or the steps or the front door or like a different drop-off location, like what works for you. The face, the tone, everything looks a little bit different. And give everyone a little bit of grace to navigate this. If your partner is giving you a little bit of pushback, there's a good chance because this is what they've always done and it's always worked for them, or they don't want to rock the boat, which is a different story for a different day, different topic to discuss. But everyone needs a little bit of grace on navigating this new change that you're trying to implement. It is going to be awkward. It's new change for you to even like say something, right? So that's why we practice it. That's why we give ourselves grace. And maybe the first time the situation presents itself, you fall and you don't say anything. And you're like, oh my gosh, how could I be so stupid to not do this? We're not doing that. No, there's absolutely no berating yourself about what you should have done, what you could have done. No, this is your first time. It's scary. It's awkward. It's weird. You're rocking the boat. Like everything's been going okay for however long. And now you're coming in and you're like, nope, not anymore. It's going to be weird. That's okay. That is normal. Give yourself the grace. So if, you know, the ex says, okay, I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, yeah, sure. I absolutely will not come in your house anymore. Probably not. But if that's your situation, cool. And then like the next time they forget. It is annoying. It is frustrating. It is anger that's going to boil to the surface. Give everyone a little bit of grace here to like, okay, this is new. We need to work through this change, including your partner. Everyone needs a little bit of space and grace and time to just get it together, if you will, to like learn this new normal. And if for whatever reason, right away, it's not followed, it's not because of you. It is not because of you, because you and I could switch places and guess what? The exact same thing is going to happen. Maybe they'll forget. Maybe my partner would let them come in if I wasn't here. But then was like, oh shoot, I totally forgot. It's not because of you. It's just the role that you're in. I promise you. So if you're struggling with the ex coming in your house, the first step is the hardest of like deciding that you're going to say something. It sucks. I'm sorry. I see you. I get it. And if you need more support on this, if you want some more support, Stepmom Said Community is where it's at. If you need coaching about it, hit me up. I'm your girl. But I will chat with you next week. Thanks for taking time to listen to this week's episode. If anything was helpful or resonated with you, please share it on social media and tag me. I'm just at Alicia Crosco. And if you could leave a 5-star rating and review while you're at it, that would also be really helpful. And if you find yourself struggling with your stepmom journey and you want a little bit more support without the hefty price tag of coaching, you might want to check out the Stepmom Side Community, which is my own private community for stepmoms, where you get to connect with other stepmoms around the world and myself, where I hold weekly office hours and monthly group coaching. It's kind of like you have your own personal coach in your own back pocket. Again, without that hefty price tag. See you next week.